得胜的名求你。阿们。我们上个礼拜已经讲完了希伯来书第二章。
Last week we finished the second chapter of Hebrews.
耶稣基督成为慈悲忠心的大祭司。
And Jesus was a compassionate and faithful high priest.
因为他自己曾经为我们的缘故受了苦。
Because of us, he was willing to suffer.
所以他就能够拯救那些受试探的人。
And because of that, he was able to help those who are being tempted.
今天开始我们讲希伯来书第三章。
From today onwards, we will start.
我们先请大家注意下面几句话。
Let's take note of the first point phrases.
希伯来书第一章的时候。
In the first chapter.
作者说呢，耶稣基督比天使更高。
The author says Jesus is higher than the angels.
远远超过众天使。
And far surpasses all the angels.
天使是被造的，耶稣是创造者。
The angels were created, but Jesus was the creator.
耶稣基督不但比众天使天使更高。
Not only was he higher than all the angels.
耶稣基督是天使所敬拜的对象。
He was worshipped by the angels.
因为神对他的使者说，愿上帝的使者都要拜他。
Because God said to his servant, may all of God's servants worship him.
这样就是希伯来人知道基督的位分不是他们所想象那么简单。
It helps the Hebrews to understand the status of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是谁呢？
Who is Jesus Christ?
他不是单单在拿撒勒长大的那一个青年人。
He is not just a youth who grew up in Nazareth.
他不是单单在比拉多手下被定罪的那一个中年人。
Or the person who was condemned by Pilate.
耶稣基督不是单单从伯利恒生，在哥哥他死的那一个平常的人。
He was not just a common person who was born in Bethlehem and died in Calcutta.
伯利恒以前在创世的万古之前，他已经存在。
Before Bethlehem, before the creation of all things, he existed.
在哥哥他之后，在世界末日之后的永恒，他是存在。
After Calvary, after the end of times, he was still exist.
所以这种从根古到永恒的存在，只有神自己才有资格。
This existence from before time until beyond time can only be God.
耶稣基督是高过所有的天使。
Jesus therefore is higher than all the angels.
远远超过所有的天使。
He far surpasses all the angels.
在天使中间的谁，上帝曾经对他说：“你坐在我右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。”
To which of the angels did God say, "Sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool"?
这是第一章里面很重要的信息。
This is the important message from chapter one.
第二章完全转过来。
In chapter two, we have a reversal.
希伯来书的耶稣比天使更低。
Hebrews says Jesus is lower than the angels.
比天使更小。
Was made smaller than the angels.
所以这种写圣经的办法是很特别、很奇妙的。
This is a very special and miraculous way of writing.
基督竟然远超过天使。
Since Jesus is far higher than the angels.
为什么基督要比天使更低呢？
Why was he made a little lower?
为希伯来书第二章要表现的另一方面。
This is the second thing that the Hebrews want to tell us.
就是耶稣暂时比天使微小一点。
And that is Jesus was made a little lower for a short while.
那么这样的一个基督论，把他高到比天使更高的地步，又把它放在比天使更小的地步，到底要表达什么呢？
His Christology is strange because he elevated Jesus to be higher than the angels but lower than the angels.
还是我们在凡和信中间认识我们的主的丰盛，主的奥秘。
In this paradox we can understand the abundance and the mystery of Christ.
因为这超越万有的基督是神。
Because this Jesus that far surpasses all things is God.
所以道成肉身的基督是人。
But God incarnate Jesus Christ was man.
神是比天使更高的。
God is higher than the angels.
而人是比天使更低的。
But man was made lower than the angels.
所以这样在第二章突然间把人性中间最重要的一些真理提出来。
The second chapter gives us the most important truth about humanity.
人在苦难中间是有价值。
That man has value within his suffering.
因为连基督要走借着苦难才进到完全的地步。
Because even Jesus had to enter into perfection through suffering.
这个基督的受苦，基督的成全救恩，使我们成为圣洁的人。
Through his suffering and through his perfection, we become holy.
这样基督的羞辱就呈现了神的荣耀。
The humility of humiliation of Jesus Christ becomes glorious.
基督的羞辱在钉十字架的时候，就在受苦的高峰达到最可怕的一个地步。
The humiliation of Jesus Christ reaches climax in his crucifixion.
基督就借着这个羞耻，把神最大的荣耀彰显出来。
And by this shame, he shows us the greatest glory of God.
十字架是没有荣耀的地方。
The cross is not a place of glory.
十字架是没有反抗的地方。
The cross is not a place of resistance.
十字架是没有智慧的地方。
The cross was not a place of wisdom.
十字架是没有神迹的地方。
The cross was not a place of miracles.
你借助以神迹的办法，他能认识上帝的大能，在十字架上，在哥哥他上， 你一定是很失望的。
If you try to understand God through miracles, you will be disappointed with the cross on Calvary.
如果你借助人的智慧，他能用理性去了解上帝，在各个摊上，你一定是很失望的。
If you attempt to understand God with your reason, you will fail at the cross of Calvary.
因为神在各个摊上封闭了他自己，不让智慧人可以认识他。
Because at the cross, the Lord seal himself off so that those who are wise will not know him.
神在各个大山上封闭了他自己的神迹，使没有一个人可以透过神迹认识他。
At Calvary, he stopped his miracles so that none will know him through miracles.
十字架是人类历史中间最大的吊诡性。
The cross, therefore, is the most macabre place in the human history.
最大的反合性。
It is the most paradoxical place.
所以我们在十字架上所见到的是神超智慧的智慧，超能力的能力。超计划的计划。
We see upon the cross the power of God beyond power, His plan beyond plan, His wisdom beyond wisdom.
当保罗还不认识耶稣基督以前
，Before the Apostle Paul knows Jesus，
他是用外貌来看耶稣。
He looked at Jesus from his exterior.
当他认识耶稣基督以后
，But after he knew him，
他不再用外貌来待人了。
He no longer judged people by their external.
所以保罗就讲了一句话：我不以福音为耻。
And he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这位人看为最羞耻的地方，正是神彰显最大荣耀的地方。
This place of the greatest humiliation is exactly where God showed His manifestation.
这个大山上没有神迹吗
？Is there no miracle? Yes.
在各个他山上彰显神迹。
The Lord did not show His miracles in Calvary.
各个他山上没有智慧吗
？Is there wisdom there?
是的，是神故意在各个他山上不彰显智慧。
It's true that God did not show His wisdom there.
那这是不是等于神就是软弱的神呢
？Does that mean that we have a weak God?
是不是表示神就是愚
？Silly God.
保罗后来说，上帝用人认为愚蠢的办法来拯救人。
The Apostle Paul says God used methods which we consider to be foolish to rescue us.
神用人认为软弱的办法来拯救人。
He used methods which we think are weak to save us.
虽然我们在各个的山上看不见神迹，看不见荣耀。
Although we cannot see miracles and glory upon Calvary.
在各个的山上我们看不见智慧，我们看不见神用这样的办法怎么可以救人。
We cannot see wisdom and we cannot understand how God will save us through this method.
犹太人是求神迹。
The Jews look for miracles.
希腊人是求智慧。
The Hellenists look for wisdom.
我们总传基督被钉十字架。
But we preach the Jesus on the cross.
保罗说我存心定义，什么都不知道，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
The Apostle Paul said, I set my mind only upon Jesus and his cross.
保罗真的是个什么都不知道的人。
Was he a person that knew nothing else?
保罗是什么都知道的。
He was a person that knew everything.
我相信保罗是人类历史中间对知识分子影响最大的几个人之一。
I believe he is one of the few people that had the greatest influence upon intellectuals.
今天世界有多少人每天在上课都提到苏格拉底和柏拉图呢？
There are many people who mention the words Socrates and Plato.
但是今天有千千千万万的人每一个礼拜要读保罗书信，要传讲他的信息。
But there are a lot of more people who would read upon Apostle Paul every single Sunday.
他的知识，他的学问大得不得了。
His knowledge and wisdom was vast.
他竟然拣选了一个最焦点的、最重要的信息。我什么都不知道，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But the focal point of his message was that he would not know of anything but Jesus and his cross.
因为这又是神又是人的耶稣。
Because this Jesus who was God and man.
他是比所有的天使更高超。
He is greater than all angels.
但他却曾经成了低天使，暂时微小一点。
But for a period of time, he was made a little lower than the angels.
借着死。
借
着痛苦，
借
着为我们担当了罪的审判，
through the sin and the punishment of sin, he
把我们拯救出来，
he saved us,
使我们成为圣洁，
so that we become holy.
原是出于上帝，
and this was from God.
所以希伯来书第二章告诉我们，那世人成圣，以及那些得以成圣的，都是出于义。
The second chapter tells us that he that made us perfect and those who are perfect all belong to the same one.
这样是告诉我们，这位神不是不问人间烟火，不知道是城市之间生活的那位上帝。
It tells us that this God is not a God who does not care about our living and our daily lives.
这是与当时希腊的神话说里面的世界完全不一样。
This is different from Greek mythology that was prevalent then.
希腊的神话中间
，In Greek mythology，
那些神明是自己软弱、自己放纵、自己犯罪，根本不顾人间事情的。
The gods did not care about human beings. They had their own life and they sinned against one another.
所以这些对他们的信仰根本 是与人生脱节的一个信仰。
And this faith is completely irrelevant to life.
但是希伯来书的作者告诉我们，神不是如此。
The author of Hebrews tells us God is not like that.
神借着基督拯救我们，是对我们今生、现世、时间、空间里面的人真正做拯救的工作，要把我们带进上帝的荣耀里面。
That the Lord save us through Jesus Christ in a real time space involvement in our life to bring us into glory.
这就是我们看见的时空与超时空的神永恒中间自有一个中保做界连线。
It tells us that there's a mediator between time and God who surpasses time.
所以我们有个慈悲忠心的大祭司。
So we have a merciful and faithful high priest.
有个曾经为我们受苦的基督。
A Christ who has suffered for us.
曾经为我们受过试探的上帝的圣子。
The Son of God who was tempted for us.
让他了解我们的痛苦。
So he knew of our suffering.
他能擦干我们一切的眼泪。
He can wipe away all tears.
他可以背负我们的重担。
He can bear our burdens.
他深知我们里面所受的是什么。
He deeply understands what we feel.
这样呢，我们就从第一章跟第二章结合起来的时候。
When we combine chapter 1 and chapter 2,
我们看到神的爱临到了人间。
We can see the love of God descending upon man.
神的救赎临到了人间。
And his salvation is upon us.
这要叫以色列人，特别希伯来的这些人，他们明白神与人之间的关系是怎么样。
So that the Hebrews will understand the relationship between God and man.
当这个作者讲完了这两章以后，
After the author finished these two
chapters, 第三章他就发出了呼吁了。
The third chapter he gave a call.
同蒙千召的圣洁弟兄啊。
Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling.
同蒙千召的圣洁弟兄啊。
Holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling.
这一句短短的记住里面包含了多少重要的真理。
There are so many important truths within these few words.
这个意思是什么呢？
What is the meaning?
就是我与你们是相同的。
It means I'm the same with you.
同这个字。
We are together.
就是变得很重要的一个思想了。
It is a very important concept to share.
为什么我们会同呢？
Why are we sharing?
因为我们都在基督里被带到认同的一个兄弟的范围里面。
Because within Christ we are brought into a status as if we are brothers.
这个同的观念在第二章就提出来。
And this concept has been seen in chapter 2.
而你有血肉的身体，才照样同他们一样。成为一个血肉的身体。
The same word shared is seen since the children have flesh and blood, he also shared in their humanity.
基督披戴了与我们相同的有血有肉的身体。
In verse 14, it says that Jesus has the same body as us.
我们是像上帝，他来像我们。
We are like God, and he came to be like us.
像的像。
And this is the light of the light.
怎么可以基督像我们呢？
How can Jesus be like us?
因为他凡事要比我们相同。
Because he wanted to be the same with us.
这个基督见到地上与我们相同，我们才见到他的救恩能与他相同。
And because he came to the world to be like us, then through his Christ, through his salvation, we can be like him.
我们在基督里面同蒙应许。
And together with him, we share in the promise.
同归一体。
We share in the same body.
同为后世。
We become the descendants of God.
同志就变成了神人之间结合的一个清楚的意义了。
And this sharing becomes a combination point between man and God.
那么如果我们与基督在一个同里面，
If we are in the same sharing with Christ,
我得救的人，你得救的人，我们之间是不是又是一个同呢？
So if I am saved and you are saved, we too share the same.
我们又是一个同。
Again we share.
一个人与神和好之后，他一定与自己和好。
With God, we will be reconciled with ourselves.
一个人与神与自己和好以后，他一定与人和好。
And in the same manner, we will be reconciled with the rest of the people.
当基督与我们相同，与我们认同的时候，是使我们可以与他一同在他的里面。
When Jesus identified himself to us, the aim was so that we can be identified with him.
让我们有同样的心。
We have the same heart.
我们有同样的这个信仰。
We have the same faith.
我们有同样的主。
We have the same Lord.
我们一主一信一息一上帝。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God.
我们是相同在他国度里面的。
We share in the same kingdom.
我们一同在他的死里面有份。
Together we share in his death.
一同在他的复活里面有份。
We share in his resurrection.
我们以后一同要在他的国度里面掌权。
In the future we will share in his kingdom.
所以第三章就把同志这个事提出来了。
And the third chapter tells us.
同蒙天召的。
We share in the heavenly calling.
我们在这里蒙受的是什么呢？
What have we received?
是从天而来的呼召。
We receive a calling from heaven.
神从天上呼召你。
God calls you from heaven.
所以这个天召包含两样的意思。
There are two meanings to this.
一样的意思就是这个呼召是天上的王所给我们的一个邀请。
The first is that this calling is an invitation from the heavenly king.
heavenly invitation. 这是何等荣耀的,
this is so glorious.
有最高的邀请,
it is the highest invitation.
今天如果你听到一个请帖的时候,
if you receive an invitation today,
你发现一个穷人寄给你的请帖,
you realize the invitation is from a poor person.
你会感到已经没有什么特别,
this is nothing special.
但如果今天你接到的请帖是无作动寄给你的,
but if the invitation comes from the Prime Minister,
我相信你不会随便把它乱丢,
I'm sure you will not just dump it away.
你会给大家看, 你看无作动寄我吧,
you show everybody that Go Chok Tong,
可能的话你还 还把放在镜框上面呢,
probably you want to frame it up.
过了几年, 你的孩子, 你的孙子都会说, 我的祖宗从前受五个洞请他进, 进到国宴里面去了,
so that your children and your grandchildren will say, well, my grandparent was invited by the Prime Minister.
呼召从哪里来呢?
Where did this call come from?
这个邀请从哪里来呢?
What about this invitation?
从天上来,
it came from heaven.
这是何等荣耀的邀请,
this is such a glorious invitation.
我做传道的人,
as a preacher,
我知道这呼召实实在在是从天上来,
I know for sure that this calling comes from heaven.
天召是不可随便的,
and so you cannot do a call in any haphazard manner.
我17岁蒙上帝呼召,
when I was 17, I was called by God.
一生一世尽功尽瘁服侍他,
for the rest of my life, I try my best to serve him.
我一生那一次怎样应答应了上帝的呼召,
but at that time, I agreed to the calling.
我就一次献上, 永不收回,
I gave up myself once and I never took it back.
我一生有这样的一次, 看见神给我的呼召,
there was this one time I saw his calling.
神的呼召就出于他的忠诚,
his calling come from his faithfulness.
因为上帝是诚信真实的上帝,
because he is a faithful God.
我就以诚信真实的心把自己献上给他, 无论如何要尽心竭力走完他给我呼召的道路,
and in faith and in truth I give up finish the journey that he has.
我们对神圣洁的天召有这么敏感这么严肃的对待,
we must have such a solemn and sensitive attitude towards the calling from God.
当我们侍奉主的时候,
when we serve him,
我们会严肃地把这个呼召的事情再延续下去,
we will continue this solemnness of this calling.
每一次我站在台上,
every time I stand on
the pulpit, 如果这个聚会有神清楚地引导,
if there is a clear leading of the Lord,
我要很敏感地发现是不是神在这个聚会里面要呼召人,
in sensitivity I want to know whether God wants to call people in this gathering.
如果我顺从圣灵的心, 真正得到的印记, 我知道神要呼召人的时候,
if I am submissive to the Holy Spirit and I know that God wants to call the people,
我就勇敢代表上帝呼召人出来,
in boldness I will represent God and I will call the people,
无论呼召人接受耶稣基督,
whether it is to come and accept Jesus Christ,
跟随我们的主,
to follow him,
或者呼召人出来奉献做传道的工作,
or to call the crowd to come forward into full-time ministry.
那个时刻是深深的不得了,
that moment is a sacred one.
我知道你不可能像我这样的明白这个事到底是什么,
I know that you probably cannot understand this.
但是当我每次呼召的时候,
but every time I do a call,
我知道我不是叫人到我面前来,
I know that I'm not calling the people to come before me.
到主的面前来,
I know I'm calling them before the Lord.
呼召不是出于我,
because the calling did not come from me.
呼召是出于神,
it originated from God.
所以我应该很谨慎一件事情,
so I must be very cautious.
有人出来我感谢主,
some people when they are out I give thanks.
没人出来我也感谢主,
if there's no one coming out I also give thanks.
因为我不可因为怕我自己的链子没有人出来害羞就用人为的办法骗人出来,
I cannot just fake the calling because I'm embarrassed.
不能,
I can't do that.
我不是为自己工作,
I'm not working for myself.
这是神的工作,
if this is the work of the Lord,
这是神的呼召,
and the calling of God,
神呼召有人答应的时候, 这是神怜悯给他机会归向上帝,
when we respond towards God it's because God has mercy towards us.
神呼召没有人答应的时候, 没有人回应的时候, 这是神答应着他们的心, 不给他们悔改的机会,
if God calls and no one responded it's because God hardens their hearts so that they cannot repent.
呼召是出于神,
the calling must be from God.
呼召是神的主权,
the calling is from the sovereignty of God.
这种认识, 在每一个传道人的侍奉中间, 都应当是很清楚,
this should be a clear understanding within the hearts of all preachers.
一个很出名的传道人,
a famous preacher once,
他讲到许多人都爱听他,
he once preached,
但他从来不呼召,
but he never once called.
我就问他说为什么你不呼召,
and I asked him why not.
他的呼召很多有人情的作为,
he said altar call has a lot very emotional.
还有呢这个时间拖来拖去, 有的人没有上来, 那就很不好意思,
and it's quite embarrassing if no one raised their hands.
后来他到我的教会布道的时候,
when he came to my church to preach,
我都请你呼召好不好,
I said please do altar call.
勇敢呼召, 做好不好
？Do it boldly。
他说我一生没有呼召过，为什么你要叫我呼召呢
？He said I've never done altar calls in my life。
我说我相信神会透过你呼召的有人回应。
I said I believe that God will speak through you。
他说我不大有这样的信心。
He said I don't have such a faith。
那一个人没有信心怎么侍奉上帝呢
？Without faith, how can you serve God？
我说任凭你自己了。
I say up to you then。
你自己顺服上帝。
You ought to be submissive.
当他讲完道以后
，After he preached,
我不知道为什么他呼召起来了。
I do not know why, but suddenly he made an altar call.
他呼召的时候又没有把握
，But he was not confident.
自己不信自己
，He was not confident.
好像忽然间神不在那里一样
，As if suddenly God has deserted him.
所以他又很小的，要不要上来
？So he used a very soft calling.
就上来
，If you want to come, just come.
紧张的不得了
，He was very nervous.
我看见他紧张的不得了，我就在下面为他祷告。
I kept praying for him.
结果他再呼召，再呼召，一直等。
And waited.
等了大概13分钟，最后只有两个人上来。
About 13 minutes later, two person came.
我那个时候很清楚的知道，这是很难挨的一个阶段。
I realized that is a very awkward moment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果你做神的工作
，If you're working for the Lord,
你就要忘记你的存在。
You must forget your own existence.
你做神的工作
，If you work for the Lord,
忘记你的面皮。
You must forget about your face.
你做神的工作
，If you work for the Lord,
你忘记自己的得失利害的事情。
You must forget about your own personal profit and loss.
你的浑身忘我。
The entire self must not be there.
把神彰显在人的面前。
But you must manifest God.
把人带到上帝的面前。
And bring men towards God.
那么叫神感动你呼召的时候，你就勇敢奉主的名，凭着他的权柄，吩咐人悔改。
And if the Lord moves you to make an altar call, you must make it boldly in the name of the Lord so that they will repent.
你会感到神就与你同在。
You will immediately feel that God is with you.
神的能力就在你身上。
The power of God will be upon you.
人就回到创造他们的上帝面前。
And men will return back to the God who created them.
通蒙天照的人。
And all of us who share in the
heavenly calling. 希伯来书的作者讲到第三章的时候。
When the author reached chapter 3.
他是告诉听众说你不是蒙召了吗？
He asked the audience, "Are you not called?"
我也是蒙召。
I am too called.
你还记得你怎么蒙召吗
？Can you remember your first calling?
我知道我怎么蒙召。
I knew of my calling.
这像保罗对哥林多的书的人是收信者讲的话。
The apostle Paul told the Corinthians.
若有人自以为是属基督的。
If any one of you believe that you
belong to Christ, 你们想想你们是怎么样属基督。
You must remember how you belong to Christ.
我们也是怎样属基督。
We are the same.
我一定不一样吗
？Am I not the same with you?
我们同样属基督的。
We together share in Christ.
我们同蒙主拯救的。
We share in His
grace. 我们同蒙天召的。
We share in the calling.
第二样
，Secondly,
天召的意义就是要把我们这个呼召使我们归到天的宝座那里去。
The second meaning of the heavenly calling is to the calling we are returned back to the throne of God.
天上来的呼召是从天上给我们的邀请。
So first of all, it is an invitation from heaven.
第二样就邀请我们回到神的宝座那里去。
Secondly, it returns us back to the throne of God.
使我们的心归向主。
So that our heart can return back to
Him. 使我们的方向归向主。
Our direction is made right.
一生一世走在主的道路里面。
For the rest of our life, we walk on His pathway.
我们蒙了天召。
Because we have been called from the heavens.
这里告诉同蒙天召的谁啊？
Who shared in this heavenly calling?
这里他不是信徒们。
He does not talk about
believers. 这里不是门徒们。
Or the apostles.
也不是基督徒们。
Or Christians.
希伯来书的作者在第三章第一节说：“同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。”
The word used is holy brothers.
那么，请你注意，这两个字不是随便写下来的。
These are not simple words.
因为这是接连第二章的信息讲下来的。
And this connects with the message of the second chapter.
你说真的吗？
Is it true?
圣洁弟兄跟第二节有什么关系？
What is the relationship between holy brothers?
第二章的信息有圣经最独特的一面，就是关于基督与我们是弟兄的这个教理。
The main theme of the second chapter is very important, and that is Christ is like us as brothers like us.
我们今天常常在主里面的人都自称弟兄姐妹。
Within the congregation, we call each other brothers and sisters.
我们与我们中间所有信主人都自己知道，我们的兄弟关系就是个属灵的兄弟关系。
We know that this relationship is spiritual in nature.
但是呢，在这个我们是基督的弟兄，我告诉你，全本圣经最重要的部分就是希伯来书第二章。
Chapter 2 of Hebrews is the most important when it relates to Christ being our brother.
耶稣称我们为弟兄，却不以为羞耻。
Because he was not ashamed to call us his brothers.
成为我们为弟兄,
what does that mean when he says he's
not ashamed?
Because we are filthy.
我们焉是有罪的,
we are with sin.
我们焉是卑微的,
we are lowly.
我们焉是低当上帝的,
we oppose God.
我们本来不配做耶稣的弟兄,
we are unworthy to be the brothers of Jesus Christ.
天上降下来,
but he came from heaven.
要领许多的人进入荣耀,
he wants to lead many into glory.
受苦来成全以后就把救恩赐给我们,
he entered into perfection through suffering and gave us his salvation so that we can enter into holiness.
耶稣称我们为弟兄,
and he was not ashamed to call us his brother.
所以就要很感动我们,
this moves us greatly. There are three verses that are most important when it comes to shame.
第一次提到羞耻的时候,
the first time the Bible talks about
shame, 犯罪以后就感到羞耻,
it was when Adam and Eve sinned and they felt ashamed.
他感到羞耻,
they were ashamed.
就把他的下体把他遮盖起来,
and they started to wear clothes.
从那一天到现在, 露下体的人都是很羞耻的人,
and from that time until today, exposure of the self is considered
为什么,
shameful. Why?
为什么神所造的有一部分是不能见人的?
Why is there a certain portion that God has created that we cannot show to
others? 为什么你把你的脸做得很好看, 天天露脸给人家看的?
Why do you put on lots of makeup on your face?
同样是肉,
but you cannot expose a certain part of your body.
还有什么不好看的地方?
What is so wrong about it?
它是传宗接代最重要的器具.
It is the most important organs for reproduction.
这个人感性中间最高的享受.
And it is the greatest enjoyment within our emotions.
这是神的恩典.
This is the grace of God.
这是神所造的.
This is the made by God.
人的身体是最高的艺术.
And it is the highest art form.
为什么要盖起来呢?
Why do we have to
为什么羞耻呢?
Why are we ashamed?
因为人犯了罪以后, 最美的就变成最丑的.
Because after we have sinned, the most beautiful becomes the ugliest.
罪把最美的变成最丑的.
That is the function of sin to convert the most beautiful into the ugliest.
罪把荣耀的,
and it makes the most glorious impression. That is why the Apostle Paul says we sin and fall short of the glory of God. The first time Adam and Eve felt shame, it was because sin has entered into the life. And God made an clothing made of animal skin for them, so that they can get rid of their own
clothes,
so that their shame can
be exposed.
And the Lord gave him a new coat.
像当一个人悔改的时候,
in the same manner, when we repent, we see of our own shame.
一个人悔改的时候,
when we repent, we know that we have sinned and it's shameful.
没有悔改以前把犯罪当作荣耀, 当作开玩笑.
Before we repent, we treat sinning as something that's glorious.
悔改的时候,
after we repented, we know that sinning is
shameful.
And the Lord used the glory of Christ to cover you up.
第二节重要讲到羞耻的事情,
the second portion that is important in the Bible,
罗马书第一章, 保罗所讲的话,
Romans chapter 1,
我不以福音为耻,
I am not ashamed of the gospel.
我不把福音当作羞耻,
I do not treat the gospel as something to be ashamed of.
这个十字架是最羞辱的刑具.
The cross is the tool that is of shame.
罗马人是用十字架故意来侮辱那些外族的人.
Romans use the cross to humiliate those who are not of their
罗马帝国
race.
罗马帝国绝对不会用十字架来对付罗马的公民.
The Roman Empire will not use the cross to treat its own
citizens.
So it is a symbol of shame.
十字架是个羞辱的刑具.
It was a tool of shame.
保罗是罗马公民.
Paul was a Roman
citizen.
He knew about this.
但当他信耶稣基督以后的,
after he believed in Jesus Christ,
就在十字架上,
he realized that through the cross, the thing that we think is shameful, God showed his glory.
上帝用人认为最软弱的,
he used what we considered as the weakest to show his great power.
上帝用人认为最愚拙的,
he used what we consider as most foolish to show his great wisdom.
所以保罗说, 上帝的愚拙比人更聪明.
The Apostle Paul says that the foolishness of God is greater than man's wisdom.
上帝的软弱比人更刚强.
The weakness of God is greater than our strength.
我不能再以十字架为羞耻.
Therefore, I cannot be ashamed of the cross.
我不能再以福音为羞耻。
I am not ashamed of the gospel.
他定义什么的不知道，只知道耶稣基督并他定十字架。
The apostle Paul was determined that he will know nothing but the cross and Jesus Christ.
第二次关于羞耻这个重要的经文。
This is the second important recording about shame.
圣经里面第三次关于羞耻的经文。
The third portion in the Bible about shame.
就是我们今天读的这个希伯来书。这里第二章所讲的
can be seen in the second chapter of Hebrews.
基督称我们为弟兄，并不以为羞耻。
Jesus was not ashamed to call us his brothers.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们看基督的十字架，我们不再看他是羞耻。
Because we see the cross of Jesus, we are not ashamed of it.
告诉我们，基督看每一个接受十字架救恩的人，罪的赦免，成为他的弟兄。
In the same manner, when Jesus looked at all of us who have accepted the cross, he is no longer ashamed of us.
所以我们被称为弟兄。
We are called brothers and sisters.
弟兄。
Brothers.
主成了我们的弟兄。
The Lord is our brother.
有一个继母生的孩子。
There's a stepmother who has a child.
被他前母生的孩子欺负得不得了。
Was bullied by the children of the first
wife. 他们看不起他。
They despise the
child. 他们藐视他。
And they look down upon
him. 不让他在家中有地位。
They do not let the person have a status in the family.
声音很大的责备他。
And they rebuked him, the child loudly.
所以这个继母生的孩子自卑感得不得了。
And this child was born by the stepmother.
他好像在这个家庭里完全没有地位一样。
Was very insecure.
谁知道？
However,
这些长兄对于他的羞耻，成为他奋斗图强的力量。
All this humiliation that his other brothers had towards him became the source of strength.
他咬紧牙根好好读书。
And he tried his best to study.
他读的书又比他所有的哥哥都更高。
And he was better than all his siblings.
他一生奋斗的精神超过他同时代的任何人。
And he fought very strongly against all the difficulties.
后来他成功了以后。
After he succeeded.
他出名了以后。
After he was famous.
发财了以后呢。
After he was prosperous.
哥哥们个个都是我的弟弟，我的弟弟。
All his brothers came and wanted to know him.
他们现在以有这个弟弟为光荣了。
And they feel now that they are glorious because.
到处对人家说这是我的弟弟。
They tell people that this is my brother.
这么伟大的人，我是他的哥哥。
As such a great person, I'm the brother.
我是伟大的人的哥哥。
I am the brother of a great person.
那一个人心里想呢？
And this person thought.
不必啦。
It's okay.
从前把我当作谁？
In the past, you looked down on me.
现在等我成就了，你就把我当作你的荣耀。
Now that I'm prosperous, you treat me as your glory.
你就沾我的光。
And you're taking away my glory.
你就有这样一个弟弟，你感到荣耀。
And you feel glorious because of me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣有我这样的弟弟，他感到荣耀吗
？Do you think that Jesus is glorified by having a brother like us?
我们多成功呢
？Are we successful?
我们多么败坏
？But we are not.
我们多么卑微
？We are lowly.
我们多么羞耻。
We are ashamed.
我们多么罪恶。
We are sinful.
但希伯来书第二章，他把我们称为弟兄，并不以为羞耻。
But Hebrews 2:11 says that he was not ashamed to call us his
brothers. 这三次出现羞耻、羞耻、羞耻，我很深的受感动。
These three portions of the Bible that talks about shame move me greatly.
亚当犯罪，羞耻才进到人里面。
Because Adam has sinned, shame came into the world.
但是这些羞耻的人把最大的羞耻加给没有犯罪的耶稣基督。
But all of us shameful people give the greatest shame into Jesus Christ who never sinned.
这位圣洁的基督却把我们这些犯罪人当成了弟弟，他不以为羞耻。
But this holy Jesus Christ treated all of us sinful men as his brothers.
神的爱多么大。
And the love of God is so great.
所以第三章第一节这个词句跟第二章是有关系的。
The first verse of chapter 3 is related to
chapter 2. 天天弟兄啊、
Holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling.
He called these
people
brothers.
Why?
因为我们是同盟天造的。
Because all of us shared in
the calling. 上帝从天上来的呼召。
We shared in the calling of God from heaven.
头已经经过圣洁的这个地位。
We went into holiness.
你说这个弟兄第二章里面讲了，圣洁第二章有没有讲呢？
Did the second chapter refer about holiness?
有
Yes.
因为那使人成圣的同那得以成圣的都是出于一。
Because that which is holy and that which made man holy all comes from the same source.
第三章的第一节是归纳第二章里面重要的信息。
The third chapter actually is a summary of the second chapter.
我们怎么可能成为耶稣的弟兄呢？
How can we be his brother?
因为他把圣洁赐给我们。
Because he gave us his holiness.
他使我们成圣。
He hope make us sanctified.
他是圣洁。
He is holy.
他呼召我们进了圣洁的国度里面。
He called us into the holy kingdom.
他把他的圣洁赐给我们。
He gave to us his holiness.
你就不明白圣经这些的圣经何等深的意义。
The Bible has deep and vast meaning.
Jehovah 对以色列人说
，Jehovah God said to the Israelites,
你们在 一切的事情上都要圣洁。
In everything you do, you must be holy.
因为我呼召你们的耶和华是圣洁的。
Because I, Jehovah God, who calls you, is holy.
圣洁的神
，Holy God，
以圣召呼召以色列人。
Calls in a holy calling.
要以色列人在一切的事情上都要圣洁。
He wants the Israelites to be holy in everything.
让我们因为圣洁就在他的光里面与他行走。
And because of that, we walk together with him in holiness.
我们因为圣洁的地位，就称为他圣洁的子女。
Because of this status of holiness, we become his children.
我们因为圣洁的缘故，我们在他的本性上有份。
Because of holiness, we share in his nature.
我们就可以彰显圣洁的神在地上要做的工作。
We can manifest this holy God, the work that he wants to do.
所以这个圣洁哪里来的呢？
Where does this holiness come from?
上帝来的。
It came from God.
上帝借着什么人成就圣洁呢？
Through what did God accomplish this task?
圣子耶稣基督。
Through the Holy Son.
所以世人成圣的。
That which made man holy.
是谁？
Who is this person?
那已成圣的
and those who were made holy.
基督徒
It was Christians.
基督世人成圣基督徒因基督成圣
Jesus made men holy and Christians are made holy because of Jesus Christ.
一二三基督世人成圣基督徒借着基督成圣圣灵就是基督的灵感动我们成为圣洁
The spirit of Jesus Christ moved us into holiness.
所以像这里给我们看见天召
So the heavenly calling
神的呼召
is a calling from God.
圣洁的呼召
is a holy calling.
使我们在圣洁里面有份
so that we can share in holiness.
我们圣洁之后呢
after we are sanctified,
我们离开罪恶
we leave sin.
我们就成为耶稣的弟弟
we become the brothers of
Jesus Christ. 我们成为耶稣的兄弟
become his siblings.
所以这第二章的信息就整个包括在第三章的第一句话里面
The summary of the second chapter can be seen in the first verse of the third chapter.
我们再一同温习第二章的话，好不好呢
？Let us look at the second chapter again.
大家打开希伯来书第二章，我们一同来读，从第十六节、第十节开始。
From verse 10 onwards.
希伯来书第二章第十节开始，大家一同读。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全。本是何以的？因为他世人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻，说：我要经历你的名，传你我的弟兄，在会中我们要颂扬你。又说：我要依靠他。又说：看哪、啊，我与上帝给我的儿女。那你在这一段就看见了呼召，看见了成圣，你看见了弟兄是怎么成立起来的。
Here within this passage, you can see the calling, the sanctification, and how we become brothers.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样你在读第三章第一节你就明白了。
And you can understand. Therefore, when you reach the first verse of chapter three.
现在我们再读第三章第一节。
Let us read first verse again.
一同来读，一二三，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，这一次。同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，这一世同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，所以我要你把你的两个手伸出来，你抓住你旁边的人的手，大家抓住你旁边的人的手。
Let's hold the hands.
然后你很严肃的读这节圣经。
And in some of those read this.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。你说我旁边的是你的，怎么称他弟兄呢
？How can you call the person？
不要紧
，It's okay。
你说我们都是弟兄
，Because we are all brothers。
你说什么叫都是弟兄呢
？How can you say that？
We are all become the sons of God， 上帝的儿子。
We all become sons of God。
基督徒都变成男的了，那你说可以不可以变成女的？可以。因为保罗说：“我将你们许配给基督，如同童贞女许配，所以基督徒都是你的。”
So all Christians can be females too， because Jesus said,
都是男的
，We are married into Jesus Christ。
弟兄这个词里面。我们都是男的。
This is a universal term.
在童贞女献给基督的时代，我们都是你的，因为我们是基督的心腹，对不对呢？啊，你不要也到天上那里去，男的变成新郎，女的变成心腹，全部变成心腹，全部变成女的。我们成为基督的心腹，我们是同你献给基督，我们是弟兄。再一次拉住手讲，一二三，同蒙天造的圣洁弟兄啊！那你明白了，坐在你旁边的是同蒙天召的。
So you understand that the person beside you share in the heavenly
calling. 在你旁边的是因主的宝血洁净的。
And they are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
圣感动成圣的。
Because he is sanctified by Jesus.
世人成圣的。
That which made men holy,
那已成圣的,
and those who are made holy,
都是主义,
are all the same family.
基督把, 上帝把基督赐下来,
God gave us Jesus Christ.
基督就引领许多的弟兄进到荣耀里,
and Christ will lead everybody into glory.
因为他的长子,
because he's the elders.
去带领许多的儿子进到神的国度里,
he brings the sons of God into his kingdom.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
所以我们是同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄。
We are holy brothers who share in
the
world. Thanks be to God.
赞美主,
praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
那么他讲了这句话，他要讲什么呢?
After that, what did He say?
他说你们应当思想。
The verse said, fix your thoughts on Jesus.
基督徒很大的责任。
This is a great responsibility
for Christians.
Christians have great responsibilities.
因为上帝要犹太人做一个听的民族。
Because God wants the Jews to be a listening
people. 以色列啊,你要听。
Israelites, you ought to listen.
希腊人成为看的民族,
the Greek becomes a race of the sea.
观察大自然,
so they keep observing the nature.
细细研究,
and they understand.
然后希腊人用他们的观看建立了许多科学的城市。
And the Greek have a lot of scientific knowledge because of their observance.
希伯来人就用他们的听上帝的道建立了纯正的信仰。
The Hebrews built a pure faith through listening.
所以犹太人是一个听的民族。
The Hebrews are people who listen.
很可惜到耶稣到世界上来的时候，他们连听都不要听。
But unfortunately, they did not listen to Jesus Christ.
他们就是听的事情上一败涂地。
And they failed in this matter of listening.
犹太人是听的民族。
The Jews are the people of listening.
希腊人是个看的民族。
The Greek are a race of observers.
观看万有,
they observe nature.
但他没有办法透过自然看到超自然。
But through nature, they cannot see the supernatural.
所以他们在看的事情上失败得一塌糊涂。
In a matter of observance, they have failed.
现在从希腊传下来的是自罗的。
And what have we received from the Greeks?
上面有许多科学的这个部门。
A lot of scientific knowledge.
但是希腊也传讲了最败坏的那些邪恶淫乱的放纵主义在人间。
But the Greek philosophy also included a lot of decadence.
那么基督徒怎么样呢?
What about Christians?
基督徒从旧约里面学习的听。
From the Old Testament we listen.
从新约学习了怎么看?
And New Testament we learn to see.
我们听到神宝座启示的声音。
We can hear the revelation of the truth in front of God.
我们看到道成肉身，成为有形有体的耶稣是人，活在我们的中间。
And we can see Jesus Christ, God incarnated, living among us.
让我们听，我们看了又怎么样呢？
What do we do after we listen and we hear?
这里希伯来书的作者要我们做一件重要的事情，要想。
The author of Hebrews tells us something very important.
你听了吗？
We ought, have
你看了吗？
You listened? Have you seen?
你们要思想。
Now you have to think.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
一个人有看没有想。
A person who see and doesn't think.
一个人有听没有想。
A person who listen and doesn't think.
一下子所看见的都会失去。
Will lose all that he sees.
听见的都会失去。
Or will lose all that he has
heard. 我告诉你，你做梦以后。
After you have dreamed.
你怎么知道你做梦呢？
How do you know that you dream?
你醒起来就回想一下，我昨天做什么梦。
Because after you awake, you think about what you have dreamed about.
如果你没有再想，一下子忘记。
If you do not think about it, you will forget all about it.
再想的时候就重复一次。
But when you think about it, you revise
it.
And you have a revision.
脑里正在做温习的功课,
and your brain will have a revision.
心理学家已经证明这件事的重要,
psychology has already proved this to be important. The importance of
thinking. 你看见的东西,
when you see something,
你就过去,
and you just
你听见的东西,
walk away. When you listen to something,
你就闪过了,
and you just move on.
你跟狗跟猫就没有不同的意思。
There is no difference between you and a dog and a cat.
狗听用飞机过去,
when the dog listened to a plane flying by,
他追了呼呼呼骂他几句,
he will probably
他就走了,
and then he will just move on.
猫听见其他的声音，他注意一下，看看有没有可以吃的。When
a cat listens to noises, he wants to
没什么,
food.
他就走过去,
without food, they'll just move on.
人不一样,
human beings are different.
看了以后要想,
after you see, you must think.
听了以后要想,
after you listen, you have to think.
一个重用头脑的人,
a person who thinks,
一个好好思想的人,
a person who thinks carefully,
生命的深度就一直不断加进,
the depth of his life is great.
这是很重要的,
this is very important.
有时候你跟一些人谈话,
sometimes when you have a conversation,
你感觉很难谈下去,
you realize it's difficult to talk.
因为他是一个根本不思想的人,
because probably this person doesn't think.
讲来讲去就是现在美金多少,
you always talk about how much the US dollar exchange rate is.
现在这个股份现在有没有起价,
or whether the stock market is doing well.
他没有办法再想别的东西,
there's no other conversation matters.
跟一个有思想的人谈话的时候,
but when you speak to a person with thought,
趣味无穷,
it will be very enjoyable.
因为在同样很简单的名词里面, 他可以告诉你一件想过来的珍珠宝贝的结论。
Because this person can give you pearls of wisdom when he has conversation.
It's
the same with Bible.
你读了经有没有想啊?
Do you think after you read
the Bible?
You said I study for a competition.
今天我读了8章,
I finished
8章, 明天12章,
tomorrow's 12 chapter.
我全校里面第一名,
I'm first in the school.
那么你读些什么?
What do you read?
我告诉你,读圣经跟人家读报纸一样,
there's no difference between reading the Bible and the newspaper in that way. There is no influence.
你要做一个真正对圣经有回应的人,
if you want to have true response to the bird,
什么办法?
What will you do?
想,
you need to think.
昼夜思想耶和华的律法,
you need to think about the laws of God day and night.
这人便为福,
this is a blessed person.
还要如同一棵树栽在溪水的旁边,
like a tree that is planted by the waterside.
溪水旁边的树是什么树呢?
What kind of tree is beside the stream?
是树跟一只溪水的树,
it's the tree that is rooted into the water.
它在树在溪水的旁边,
it is planted beside the water.
水流过去,
the water is flowing.
每时每刻新鲜的水, 它就, 就吸下去,
at all times it's sucking up the water.
你知道一棵树一天会吸多少水吗?
Do you know how much water a tree sucks up?
不讲不知道,
you may not know this.
一讲吓了一跳,
you may be frightened by this.
一棵大树,
a big tree,
一天吸收的水几吨那么多,
will absorb several pounds of water.
Tons, 不是pounds.
Pounds of water.
Pond.
Pond.
P-O-N.
P-O-N. Tons of water.
Tons of water. 几吨的水, 你说怎么可能呢?
How is it possible?
因为在烈日暴晒的时候呢,
because when the sun is strong,
特别是夏天的时候,
especially in
the summer, 在沙漠里面,
in the desert,
那么这个树叶要继续绿, 一直青一直绿, 不可能的,
it is not possible for the leaf to be green,
除非水一直进去,
unless there's lots of water.
所以一个很大的树,
so a big tree,
太阳暴晒的时候呢,
when the sun is strong,
它要保持清脆,
in order to maintain,
一定要吸水吸得很多,
it must suck a lot of water.
所以叫每时每刻应当蒸发 好几十公升,
and a lot of water will be evaporated.
一直补充,
but he has to replenish that.
奇怪啊, 为什么我把一个树呢, 把它砍下来, 放在我家几天就变成黄头老儿?
Why is it that when I cut down a tree, it withers very fast?
世界最难看的树, 就是过了时的圣诞树。
The worst tree will be the trees after Christmas.
树叶全部黄了,
after Christmas, all the trees die. And then there's still ornaments on it.
好像80岁的老太婆还挂很多的金刚钻一样难看死。
It's as if an old 80 over old woman wearing a lot of jewelry.
是不是最好看的树?
The best looking trees.
就是在溪水旁边继续吸收永不止息溪水的树。
Are the trees that are planted by the waterside.
好不好? 好。 谁呀? 谁呀? 就是那些思想上帝话语的,
and these are the people who listen to the word of God.
你要思念上面的事,
you need to think about the word of God,
不要思念下面的事,
and not meditate upon the word.
昼夜思想上帝的话,
day and night you must meditate.
你就如同一棵树栽在滴水旁,
you will be like a tree that is planted by the water.
按时候就什么? 结果子, 叶子也什么? 长青,
in season you have fruits.
不会枯萎, 感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
感谢上帝, 有一次我在这个飞机上,
I was once traveling on a plane.
跟一个美国人谈话,
I was speaking to an American.
What are you doing?
He asked, what am I doing?
I'm a preacher.
我是传道,
how come you come on the cloud?
你为什么坐飞机呢?
I go to preach.
我要去传道.
他就问你多少次的讲道,
and he asked me how many times I preach.
我都在讲讲讲讲讲讲,
I keep talking to him.
他说, how can you do it?
怎么做到这么多? How do you have time to prepare the sermon?
一直讲,
you keep preaching and preaching.
有些人我知道预备讲章要用六天的时间来应付一天。
I know that some people need 6 days to prepare one sermon.
礼拜一到礼拜六预备好了，礼拜天讲 block 就完了。
From Monday to Saturday they prepare, and Sunday they deliver. And then again they try their best and then finish.
我记得我的神学的院长告诉我,
I remember my lecturer in the seminar said, all of you need to know,
我对你们讲三分钟,
for 3 minutes that I speak to you,
是我写了30分钟,
I need to write for 30 minutes.
你们要知道,
so you must know this.
我写30分钟是我念了30个钟头。
After, for the 30 minutes of writing, I study for 30 hours. So when I teach you, I have to spend a lot of time to prepare.
我吓死了,
I was worried.
录30个钟头,
the summary of 30 hours of work is 3 minutes of speech.
三分钟书写的讲,
in 3 minutes it's finished.
感谢上帝,
but thanks be to God.
耶稣应许说,
the Lord Jesus promised, that from within you comes living water.
你相信吗?
Do you believe?
你相信吗?
Do you believe this?
耶稣的话,
this is the word of Christ.
怎么敢不信?
How can you not believe?
不信也装信, 免得打屁股。
So pretend to believe.
怎么可能?
How is it possible?
思想,
You need to
昼夜思想
think day and night,
常常思想
always thinking.
我告诉你人用头脑是很少的
We only use a very small portion of our brain.
为什么呢
Why?
因为有一些专家告诉我们
Some experts tell us
我们功思想的功能
The functioning of thought
你尽量用
When you keep using it,
用到死还没有用到百分之五
Until the day you die, you have used merely 5% of it.
还有一些心理学家说
Some psychologists
say, 什么百分之只有百分之一点五
Only 1.5%.
换句话说，你还有很多空间可以发挥。
In other words, there are lots of space to expand yourself.
每天你想的都是那样，都是那几天。
By every day, you think about trivial things only.
好像新加坡这么大，你一生走来走去的路就是那几条。
It's as if Singapore is so big and you're only traveling a small place.From your house to the office, office to the house,
家里到 mall,
the house to the,
从 mall 到家里
to the mall and the mall back,
又就到 Orchard Road,
Orchard Road,
又再从 Orchard Road 回来
and then you come home,
又去做礼拜
for the worship,
礼拜回来
and then come back,
再去公司
and then office again, and then back.
所以你说新加坡跑遍了
So you say I've been to all places in Singapore.
跑遍了没有只有跑那四条路
Actually you've been to four places.
来来去去那四条
All your life these four places.
我们西方头脑也是这样
Our brain is the
same. 我们没有深入思想
We never think in depth.
所以你说奇怪我说读圣经怎么都不出来
So you say,I cannot understand the Bible.
为什么唐牧师你一读就读出很多东西来
Why is it that Reverend Tong you can have so many things from
it? 秘诀在这里了
This is a secret.
你们要思想
You must think.
你们要思想
You must think.
Amen. 要不要想呢、啊、你听我讲到回去有没有想呢、啊、
When you listen, do you think about it after that? What do you think about?
你想他怎么这么厉害的
You think how come he's so good?
没有用
It's useless.
你要想什么想他讲的这个什么意思
You must think about the meaning of the speech.
这跟圣经的意思切合不契合不契合
Does it, is it biblical?
有没有矛盾
Is there contradiction?
想就好了、
These are good things to think about
深深思想上帝的话
I must think deeply the word of God
深深思想上帝的话
You must fix your thoughts
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊
Holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling
你们要思想
Fix your thoughts
Amen 想什么
What do you think about?
想耶稣
On Jesus
你是单单想耶稣又不一样单单讲一种
There's only one thing to think about.
不是，基督是一切的一切。
But Jesus is everything.
上帝一切的丰盛、智慧都有形有体的在基督里面居住。
All abundance of God and His wisdom is to be found in Jesus Christ.
最丰富的奥秘。
The greatest of mysteries.
最深入的智慧。
The greatest wisdom.
都在耶稣基督身上。
Is to be found in Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝，你思想基督。
When you think about Jesus Christ,
你就是思想智慧。
You are thinking about wisdom.
思想基督
When you think about Christ,
就是思想真理
You are thinking about the truth.
思想基督
When you think about Christ,
就是思想公义
You are thinking about righteousness.
思想基督
When you think about Christ,
就是思想恩典慈爱在他的身上
You think about the grace and the love in Him.
你思念基督，你怀想基督，你继续不断去好好思考耶稣基督
When you meditate upon Christ and you love Him and think about Him continually,
你的人生一定越来越丰盛的
Your life will be full of abundance.
希伯来书第三章告诉我们什么呢
The third chapter of Hebrew tells us
你们要思想
You need to think
想什么呢
Think about what
想我们认为使者认为大祭司的耶稣
You need to think about Jesus Christ the apostle and high priest
这里给我们看见什么呢
What do we see here
两个名词又出现了
Again these two verses
刚才的两个名词是什么
What's the earlier two terms
圣洁的弟兄
Holy brothers
现在名词是什么呢
These other terms
使者是大祭司
Apostle and high priest
这使者是什么呢
Who is this apostle
是回响的第一章
It reminds
me of chapter 1,
High Priest,
是回想的第二章
reminds us of chapter 2.
第一章就思想的耶稣是使者。
The first chapter tells us Jesus is the apostle.
第二章就很具象的思想耶稣是祭司。
And the second chapter reminds us he's the priest.
这些福音跟第一、第二章是关联在一起。
Again, there's a relationship between chapter 1 and chapter 2.
第一章告诉我们耶稣基督是超过上帝所有的使者，他是使者中间最高最高的使者。
Jesus is the apostles among all the apostles and the messengers.
所以上帝差他的长子到世界上来。
God sent His Son to the earth.
这个不是使者是什么？
And so、
就说
messenger.
众使者都要敬拜他。
And all messengers ought to worship Him.
所以他是众使者所敬拜的最大的使者。
And He's the greatest messenger of all the messengers.
所以英文里面 messenger 可以用大写用小写。
And you can write it in capital letter or the small letter.
小写的 messengers of God 就是天使。
The small letters refer to the angels.
大写的 messenger of God 就是上帝差遣的独生子。
A capitalized messenger refers to Son of God.
Christ is messenger of God. Christ is the ambassador of God.
上帝，基督是上帝的特使。使者这个字在希腊文叫
apostolos.
In Greek, it's apostolos.
Apostolos 什么意思呢？
What does apostolos mean?
被差出去的那一位。
It means the person who has been sent.
带着使命出去。
A person with a mission.
带着一个旨意出去。
With a will.
带着个呼召出去。
With a calling.
带着很重要的责任出去。
A person who goes forth.
被差出去的。
With responsibility.
派出去的是给权柄给他。
Sent with authority.
给他有权威代表。
So that he can represent.
给他可以讲出一些最高的命令要他讲的话语。
To say things which comes from the highest.
可是我们用中文古文说钦差大臣。
In the Chinese language, it is the ambassador of the emperor.
耶稣基督就是上帝所差来的钦差大臣。
And Jesus Christ is like that, an ambassador from the highest.
天上宝座差来的。
He was sent from the throne in heaven.
你要思想,
so you need to think.
你要思想我们认为使者的耶稣。
You need to think about Apostle Jesus Christ.
这里不是使者的基督。
He doesn't say this Apostle Jesus Christ.
他说是使者的耶稣。
He says, Jesus the Apostle.
就是要希伯来人的思想，历史上曾经被钉死而复活的耶稣。
He wants to remind us that in history that Jesus Christ was crucified was a person who was sent by God. We humiliated him and we despised him. Because in his humanity he was lowly. But you cannot despise him because he was sent by the highest God.
你要思想,
you need to think.
你要思想他是哪里来?
You've got to think about his source.
以前有一个人写一篇文章登报纸,
a person once wrote an essay.
报纸的编辑把它改来改去，改得乱七八糟。
And the editor keep editing it.
这一句不对，那个一句不对，文法不对，词句不对, 把它批驳回来。
And then returned the essay to him after corrections.
回来了以后，这个人就写一封信去。
And the person wrote a letter to the editor.
他说我那篇文章是抄来的。
He said that the essay I copied it from somewhere.
原作者是 Shakespeare.
The originator was Shakespeare.
把那个 photocopy 寄给那个编辑看。
And showed the editor the photocopy.
编辑看了以后呢，
after the editor saw it,
羞耻得不得了。
He was very ashamed.
他竟然认为他可以改 Shakespeare 的东西。
Because he edited Shakespeare.
这个人第一次给他的时候，他以为是普通人的文章。
Because when he first received the essay, he thought it was from a common person.
第二次把原文的稿复制给他的时候，他才知道搞错了，他搞乌龙了。
He only realized it when he saw the original copy.
耶稣基督到世界上也是如此。
It was the same for Jesus Christ.
他来的时候，
when he came,
你是谁?
We say, who are you?
上十字架,
go to the cross.
等到真正知道, 原来上帝派来的。
And then we realize that he was sent by God.
如果有人到你家里叩门,
if a person comes to your house and knocks on the door,
有人派我到这里来,
and told you that someone has sent him,
要对你讲一些的话,
and he wants to say something,
没有空,
you say, you are not free.
他说我要讲,
he said, I have to say, see, I don't want to listen to you.
你就打了,
you probably chased the person away.
第二天他再来,
the second day the person came,
吴作栋跟他一同来,
he came with the Prime Minister.
他说我昨天派他来, 为什么你打死他?
He said, yesterday I sent this person.
那你就在那里一直要喘啊。
You probably will be shaking.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为你不知道他的出处嘛。
Because you do not know the source.
不知道他是从哪里来的嘛。
Where this person originated from.
这里说你要思想, 我们认为, 大使者的耶稣。
That is why the Bible says we have to fix our thought on Jesus, the apostle of
heaven.
He was sent.
他带着使命,
he came with a mission.
最高的命令,
the greatest commandment of God.
你怎么可以轻看他?
So do not despise him.
你要思想他,
you need to think about
him. 这是第一章基督为最高的使者，上帝差他的长子到世界上。
God sent his son into the world.
第二章,
the second chapter.
上帝差他的儿子成为祭司，慈悲忠心的大祭司。
God sent his son to be the faithful and merciful high priest.
你们的思想这位大祭司的耶稣基督。
We have to fix our thoughts on him.
祭司做什么工作?
What is the role of the priest?
祭司是谁呢?
Who are the priests?
你说祭司就是献祭的师叫做祭司。
You say priests perform some rituals.
专门做献祭工作叫做祭司。
And people who just do sacrifices.
我告诉你不是这么简单。
It was not so simple.
祭司这个字,
the word priest,
pontifex, 在拉丁文里面,
in Latin is pontifex,
就是一个在神同人中间那个中保的意义。
It's the mediator between God and man.
祭司的这份是什么呢?
What is the role of a priest?
他们在神的生命同人的死亡中间做桥梁。
He was the bridge between the life of God and the death of man.
在神的永恒同人的暂时中间 做桥梁。
He bridges the temporal world of man and the eternity of
God. 上帝的圣洁同人的罪恶中间做桥梁。
He's the bridge between the sin of man and the holiness of God.
这就表示人与神之间本来不可能有关系。
It means that in the beginning there is no possibility of a relationship.
但是因为这位祭司的存在，我们变成可能有关系。
Because of the priest, there is a possibility of relationship between us and God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你们要思想。
You ought to fix your
thoughts. 你们的思想，我们认为是使者的。
On Jesus Christ the Apostle.
你们的思想，我们认为是祭司的。
Meditate upon Him, the priest.
大祭司。
Not only that, he's the high priest.
这句话写下来以后
，After this word is recorded,
希伯来书里面就许许多多关于献祭同祭司工作的文字就慢慢记载下来。
A lot of other recordings about the apostles and the priesthood is recorded.
因为他不但吩咐大家要思想耶稣为祭司的事情。
Not only the author encourages us to meditate upon him.
他也写下基督为中保持的祭司这些的文章，帮助我们怎样去思想。
The subsequent chapters will tell us how to meditate upon the role of Jesus. You need to think about it. Think about Jesus Christ. So that you know that he was sent. And that he is the bridge. He is the high priest. He is the mediator between God and man. How is it possible that he is between God and man? He can do what all priests cannot accomplish.
你说他本来是怎么样的？
What was he in the beginning?
他本来就是神成了人，所以这位又是神又是人的耶稣才能成为神人的桥梁。
He was the one who was both God and man, and so he can become the true bridge between God and man.
你们要思想耶稣为大祭司。
You need to fix your thoughts on Jesus, the high priest.
相信每次我们思想基督的神性的时候，
When we think about the divinity of Jesus Christ,
我们就感到为什么他愿意到人间来。
We always wonder why he's willing to come to earth.
我每次想到耶稣的人性的时候，
But when we think about his humanity,
我觉得很奇怪，为什么他会愿意这样受苦。
I always wonder why he's willing to suffer for us.
基督是神，为什么要你做人？
Jesus is God, why would he come to us?
基督是人，怎么样把神性彰显出来？
And he is man, how can he manifest his divinity?
耶稣基督又是神，又是人。
Jesus is truly God and truly man.
才能在神与人的中间做人与神的中保。
And because of that, he can be the mediator between man and God.
这个中保一定自己要是神，要是人。
And the mediator must be truly God and truly man.
如基督是神，不是人。
If Jesus is God and not man,
何等伟大，也没有办法替我死。
It doesn't matter how great he was, he cannot die for me.
如基督是神，不是人。
If he's God and not man,
我怎么知道他体恤我的软弱，了解我的痛苦？
How do I know that he knows my pain and understand my suffering?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
他做了人。
He became man.
他受了试探。
He was tempted.
他经历了痛苦。
He suffered.
他了解我心中所受的是什么。
He understands what's in the depth of my heart.
他在人的中间。
When he was among men.
受尽人中间的痛苦。
He suffered like humans.
受尽那试探人的撒旦对他的攻击同试探。
He was tempted by all means by the Satan.
所以这位慈悲忠心的大祭司。
His high priest was merciful and faithful.
自己既然受过苦。
Since he has suffered himself.
就能大救那些在苦难中间受试探的。
He's able to help those who are being tempted.
基督来做人。
Jesus came to be man.
来做一个受试探受忧患痛苦的人。
To be a man of sorrow and was tempted.
因为他如果不做人，
Because if he did not do that,
我怎么知道他真正了解我？
How would I know that he truly understand me?
我并不说耶稣如果不做人就不能了解你。
I'm not saying that Jesus cannot understand you if he did not become man.
如果上帝了解人一定要做人，那么上帝了解牛一定要做牛，怎么办？
For God to, if you say that God must be man to understand man,
神可以不必变成什么才能了解什么。
Then God will have to be a cow in order to understand.
他全知的。
But he is all knowing.
他来做人。
For him to become man.
使你知道他了解你，不是因为这样他才能了解。
He did that to show you that he understood.
因为他凡事与弟兄相同。
Because he was willing to be the same as his brothers.
我们有血肉的身体。
For us to have flesh and blood.
亲自成了血肉的身体。
He himself came in flesh.
要凡事与我们相同。
So that in all manners.
使我们会感觉到不需要孤单。
So that we will not feel lonely.
使我们知道他明白我们。
We will know that he understands us.
因为他受过人间痛苦。
Because he suffered like us.
如果耶稣基督是神不是人。
If Jesus is just a God and not man.
最后一样。
In the end,
他怎么能死呢？
How can he die?
他就不可能死。
It is not possible for him to die.
他不可能死。
If he cannot die,
就没有赎罪祭。
There will be no
atonement. 耶稣没有死。
if there's no death,
没有办法与魔鬼征战,
he cannot fight with Satan.
耶稣没有与魔鬼征战,
if he did not battle with Satan,
没有办法打败掌世界的魔鬼,
he cannot defeat him.
所以耶稣基督一定要做人,
so certainly he must become
耶稣如果不是人,
man. If he was not man,
他就不能死,
he cannot die.
如果耶稣不是人,
if he was not man,
我怎么知道他了解?
How would I know that he
understands?
If he was not man,
没有一个身体,
he has not a body,
他没有办法赎罪,
he will not be able
耶稣是人,
to atone because he was man.
才成为把自己献上成为赎罪祭,
he was able to sacrifice himself as an atonement.
相反的,
in the other way,
耶稣是人不是神,
if he was a man and not God,
他怎么可以代表上帝?
How can he represent God?
耶稣是人不是神,
if he was man and not God,
他怎么可能有无穷生命的大能?
How can he have the power that comes from eternal life?
耶稣基督是人不是神,
if he was man and not God,
他怎么有办法广赦赦免,
how can he forgive all of us?
如果耶稣基督是人不是神,
if he was man and not God,
他怎么有超时代的救赎拯救的功能?
How can he have salvation beyond time and space?
一代过去,
after a generation,
一代又来,
another generation will come.
耶稣只是人不是神,
if Jesus was man and not God,
他一定以他同时代的一头死掉就没有办法拯救我,
he would die with his generation.
感谢上帝,
but thanks be to God,
耶稣基督是人又是神,
Jesus was both God and man.
如果耶稣不是人不是神, 他怎么复活呢?
If he is man and not God, how can he be resurrected?
请你注意,
please take note of this.
所有人复活的时候,
when all of us resurrect,
先知有丰富的名叫他复活,
and the prophet will use the name of God to resurrect him.
使徒叫人复活的时候,
when the apostles resurrect
someone,
they are resurrected by the name of the Lord.
耶稣基督叫人复活的时候,
but when Jesus resurrects someone,
他不是先祷告上帝啊,
he doesn't start to pray first.
现在我要叫他复活,
he did not say, I, God, I'm going to call this person up.
与我同在,
so please be with me.
然后已经预备好了以后,
after preparation,
然后能力足够了,
then when you have enough power,
奉上帝的名叫你复活,
he will say, I'll resurrect you in the name of God.
从来没有这样做过,
but he never did that.
拉萨路出来,
he said, Lazarus come forth.
拉萨路就出来,
and Lazarus came out.
为什么呢?
Why?
为什么不要说, 耶稣说, 奉上帝的名叫拉萨路出, 不需要。
Why did Jesus not say, in the name of God, come forth, Lazarus?
因为他就是上帝,
because he was God.
你明白了? 他就是神,
he is God.
所以如果耶稣是人不是神,
if Jesus is man and not God,
他怎么可能自己复活, 也没有在坟墓面前, 耶稣啊, 我奉耶和华的名叫你复活了,
how can he resurrect himself without someone calling for him to be resurrected? He just was resurrected. He was resurrected from
dead.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ can be a triumph. It is right to say that he was resurrected by himself. You can also say that he was resurrected by someone else. The point is that he is God. God has the authority of life to be resurrected. Jesus is man. And you can say that God resurrected him. But the Bible also says that the power that Jesus resurrected by the Holy Spirit, the power is within us.
你是父教的复活吗?
Is that the Father resurrect him? Yes.
你说是圣灵教的复活吗?
Did the Holy Spirit resurrect him? Yes.
你说耶稣自己复活吗?
What about Jesus? He resurrected himself.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God. Because he is God.
你要思想,
you have to think about
你要思想,
this.
我们认为使者的耶稣,
you have to think about Jesus the Apostle.
你要思想, 我们认为大祭司的耶稣,
fix your thought on Jesus the High Priest.
这样的, 你是他的弟兄,
in this manner you are his brother.
你就真正认识你的哥哥是谁了,
and you truly know who your elder brother is.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
成为耶稣弟兄的,
all of us were called his brothers.
不好好认识长兄,
we need to understand our brother.
那不是你就很害羞的,
then if not, you will be ashamed of yourself.
我们大家再来读这一节圣经好不好?
Let us read this verse again.
希伯来书第三章第一节,
chapter 3 verse 1.
一二三, 同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄, 你们要思想, 我们所认为是使者, 是大祭司的耶稣, 再念一次, 同蒙天召的弟兄, 你们要思想, 我们所认为是使者, 是大祭司的耶稣, 我们站起来祷告。Let
us stand up and pray.
我们捂着我们的手再念这一节圣经。
Again, we hold each other's hands and read it. Let's close our eyes and memorize this verse.
一二三, 同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄, 你们要思想, 我们认为死者为大祭司的耶稣，现在把你们改成我们，再念一次，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，我们要思想，我们所认为为死者为大祭司的耶稣，我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.